My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 25th of September 2009, and the time is 6:10 in the evening, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from today?
It's Nick Crossland. I'm 29 and from Sheffield.
How long have you lived in Sheffield for?
7 years. I'm originally from York, but we moved to Sheffield, and now that's home.
Why did you move to Sheffield?
My girlfriend and my wife got a job there, so I followed and got a job there as well.
When did you get married?
We got married this year, in May, so it's 5 months or so.
And can you remember the first time you met her?
Yes. We both had Saturday jobs together at WH Smith's, so that's where we met, and been going out ever since. That was in 1997.
And what were you doing in York at that time?
We were both at college. Well, she was at school, I was at college.
And what are you doing at the moment in time?
Job-wise? I work at a design agency producing interactive stuff. So job titles, it's tricky, but it's kind of web developer, interactive designer, but I produce stuff, interactive stuff for the web.
And how did you get into this job?
It's something that I guess I started as a bit of a hobby at college, but then went to university, studied graphic design and multimedia design, and got into it in that way. Very traditional route, really. Got the degree and then got a job doing it.
And how do you find the job?
It's great. No, it's a good job because it's it's a job where you're doing something that has immediate results. You can see how it's helping people. A lot of the work we do is for the public sector, so it's got to be very accessible, and you feel like you're helping people to access things and to give them the information. So it's one of the things I like about design, and one of the things that first got me into wanting to study design was seeing that kind of immediate results. I did a work experience from school at the local newspaper, and it was a real thrill being able to design something in the morning and then see it published in a newspaper that afternoon, and that kind of excitement of seeing something that you've designed actually out there and being used by the public is great.
And what does your wife do?
She's a physiotherapist, so she works at the hospital. She specialises in patients with neurological problems, so people have strokes, MS, various different things.
And how are you finding married life?
It's great. We've lived together for such a long time, I guess it's not vastly different from the last 7 years or so that we've been living together, but yeah, it's great. Better than ever.
And just to take you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
I saw media coverage of it when it first started. I hadn't really been aware of it until then. But when it launched, saw the coverage on the news, went on the website, and just filled in the form, really. Didn't really think about actually doing it. It just seemed like an interesting thing. And then a couple of months later got an email to say that you've been picked.
And how did you feel once you found out you got a place?
Surprised, because I thought that there's a lot of people probably applying for this, and you know, the chances are slim. But also, I didn't have a specific cause or anything, or a particular thing that I really wanted to do, or to promote, or to talk about, or to protest about, I didn't have an agenda or anything like that. So it was really, really hard to think what to do. And it's only in the last couple of weeks that I've kind of made up my mind about what to do. So asking friends and so on, they've come up with lots of ideas, most silly, quite a lot embarrassing, so I haven't done any of those.
So So do you mind elaborating what you will be
doing? Oh yeah, sure. I'm planning to do panoramic photography up there, 360 degree photography, which is something I used to do for work, but now I do as a hobby. And so what I'm planning to do is take a 360 picture from up there, which is done by taking lots of still images with a digital camera that I'm going to take a computer up as well, stitch them together, and get it uploaded onto the web all within the hour. Well, that's the idea. If the technology works, it normally takes longer than an hour and normally is quite an involved process. So I'm attempting, and if the technology works, because you know the wireless and things like that may not work. So that's the idea, is I'm gonna upload that to the web, and the pictures that come out can be quite interesting and striking. So I'm planning to, fingers crossed if I get a really good one, is to sell the prints for sale on the website with the money raised for charity, or with the profits to donate it to charity. So that's the plan at the moment.
Would you know which charity you'd like to donate to?
Yeah, I'm going to support the Stroke Association. This is fingers crossed that someone actually sees them and wants to buy them. I've got a good friend who had a stroke very young, and so trying to support the work they do.
And how did you feel once you heard your friend had a stroke?
Well, it was quite shocking, because it's something that you normally associate with older people, with elderly people. And since I've found that it's a lot more common than you think for younger people to have strokes. They're not always serious, as this one was, but it's still more common than much the kind of public is aware of. And that's also kind of, I'm made aware of that through my wife's work, because from time to time she works on the stroke unit, and it's not just old people there, it's young people as well. So that has kind of raised my awareness of it, and the Stroke Association is a charity that works with people of all ages, obviously, who've suffered it, and helping them in their lives, and people around them that are affected by it, because it's something that's very difficult to see people kind of lose everything about them. It's a very terrible illness, really.
And you mentioned photography and design. Where do you think this sort of creative element came from?
I don't know. I like being creative, and one of the things I wanted to do on the plinth was to do something creative, not just to kind of sit up there and do nothing. I wanted to have an output at the end of it, and something ideally, you know, creative, that was created up there. As for where it comes from, I don't know. I think I've always been, ever since being a kid, enjoyed art and painting things and things like that, and now the fact that I do it for a living and get paid for it is a bonus, really.
And what did your parents do?
They were both teachers and university lecturers, so they're, I guess that's a form of creativity, in a kind of different kind of way, but I don't know whether if that's where kind of my creative streaks come from or not, but maybe.
Did you ever get taught by your parents?
No, they were at different schools from me.
And where do they live at the moment?
In York.
Do you get to see them often?
Fairly often. It's only an hour up the M1, so it's fairly easy to go back and visit. Probably once a month, maybe. My wife's parents are from there as well, so we often go back, and we've all both got family up there as well, family and friends, so yeah, we're back up there fairly often, so we see them as often as we can.
Just to take you back to your marriage, how did you feel on your wedding day?
It's hard without resorting to cliches, you know, best day of your life and all that kind of thing, but it really was great. because it's probably the one day of your life when all your close friends and family are gathered in one place. You know, it's something that happens so rarely. It was great because we had people who live all over the country and all over the world. So we had friends from Russia and relatives from America. And it was just great because just to have everyone that's close to you in one room is fantastic. And yeah, it was the best day of my life.
And are you a follower of the arts?
To a degree. I have an interest in them, which probably extends as far as seeing local exhibitions. There's good galleries in Sheffield, which have touring exhibitions from time to time. So I'll pop in and see those. They make it very, it's in the city centre, it's really easy just to pop in if you've got if you've got a lunchtime free or something like that. So that's kind of where I see most of it. I've in the past come down to London to see exhibitions. But it's quite an effort to kind of come down and see them. But obviously you get a lot of the kind of big ones are obviously kind of down here, and it's an effort to make that trip down, but enjoyable. So I do that from time to time. Maybe it probably averages about once every 2 years when I come down and see something artistic. But yeah, it's nice to do that.
And what do you think of Sheffield as a city?
Well, having lived there for 7 years, I now think of it as home, really. It's a great city, really. It's a city that feels like a town, even though there's some debate, but it claims to be like the fourth biggest city in the country. I guess after London, Birmingham, Manchester, possibly, I don't quite know, but it claims to be one of the biggest cities in the country. But yet it feels, it's got a very friendly feel. It's got a compact city centre. It feels like a town, and it has, for my line of work, it's got a strong kind of creative community going on there. So there's a lot of interesting creativity going there, and companies like Designers Republic have kind of at the core of that, which are kind of exporting that view. It's a kind of very independent city, and yeah, it's a nice place to live. I've got. It's very convenient when you come down to London, when you speak to people that live in London, and they complain they've got, you know, the hour and a half commute on the tube, and it's a miserable existence, you know, kind of having to get up really early and be crammed in hot, sweaty carriages for an hour to get to work and do that twice a day. And then I tell them that, well, I've got a kind of 15-minute walk down Greenleafy Hill to get to work. And a pleasant walk back again, and you know, it's a good lifestyle, and that's one of the great advantages, is that I can walk from home and walk into the city centre in 15 minutes, or I can walk to work. So it's a great balance between living in a town and having the advantages of a city as well.
And what's important to you in your lifestyle?
One of the great things I enjoy about my lifestyle at the moment is that work-life balance that I am lucky that the company I work for is doesn't force you to work long, late hours, which is not unknown for, you know, for employers to do. So it's nice that I know that the evenings are my own, that I don't have to sit in a traffic jam for hours to get home. I know that I'm going to be home 20 minutes after I set off from work. So the lifestyle is really good.
And what are your interests in life at the moment?
Um, one of my great interests, which I don't get to do as much as I'd like to do, is travelling. Over the last few years, we've done some great travelling around the world, and it's something that I'd like to do more of, but unfortunately, it's expensive and you've got to have time, I've got so many weeks off work a year, so I've got to be a bit picky and choosy about what we can do, but in an ideal world, I'd love to do lots more travelling. I do photography, I do try and do creative things online. We like to go out for meals and things like that, socialise. They really could do with more time, really, to do all these things. That any spare time just seems to get eaten up. Which again makes me glad that I don't have that hectic lifestyle of a 2-hour commute every day, because that would leave even less time for doing stuff like that.
And where have you been travelling?
Where have we been travelling? Over the last few years, we've been to America, to the west coast of America, driving around there. We've been to Australia, Hong Kong, Russia, South Africa, Mozambique, various places in Europe, Spain and France. We've had quite a good few years, seen quite a lot of very interesting places.
Is there one particular trip that stands out for any reason?
They all do. Each one's great. I've really loved Australia. That was a great place to visit. Loved Hong Kong as well, because it's so different culture because of the Chinese influence. And Russia as well. Seeing Moscow was great again, because it's such a different culture from our own. Even though it's not that far away, you know, it's only kind of four or 5 hour flight, so it's no further away than, you know, going to the Canaries or somewhere like that, but it's such a different culture and way of life, and it's great to be able to kind of travel and see those kind of things that you know, people in the past wouldn't have been able to travel and see so easily. Excuse me.
And where would you like to travel if you had the opportunity?
There's lots of other places in Africa I'd like to travel. I'd like to see Egypt, I'd like to see India, and there's lots of other places I'd like to go back to, because the trouble with going on holiday for 2 or 3 weeks is that you can see a very small bit of a country, so kind of dash around Australia, but there's lots of bits I'd like to see more of and spend longer in, and pretty much everywhere you go you think, well, I'd like to spend longer here, so I think you've got to decide, well, do I want to go back to places or see somewhere new? So I've kind of got to see everywhere else in the world I want to see, and before I start going back to places.
And have you and your wife made any future plans?
No, we kind of just take things as they come.
And just one final question. As you know, this project's all about a modern portrayal of Britain, so I'm going to ask you can to sort of paint a picture of yourself at this moment in your life.
Approaching 30. Losing my hair, going bald, but still feel like a kid. Still don't feel grown up, even though I'm kind of reaching that stage where I've got a mortgage and married and so on, and you feel like you should be a grown up, but still don't quite feel like that's right.
And what do you think is important to have a happy life?
What's important? Obviously, the person you're with, my wife, is a key part of you know, that happiness. People say that money doesn't make you happy, but it is important, because without money you can't have the things that make you happy. So you need to earn the money and, you know, work hard for the money, but you've got to earn that to be able to do things that you'd like travelling, and because, you know, it doesn't pay for itself. So that's even though work is work, it's important, because that enables you to earn the money to do the things that you enjoy.